Hello there and welcome to the program on a day when democracy in America is not just being challenged, but it's very much on the brink. And I say that because the Capitol, Washington, and the Capitol building is in absolute chaos. The scenes, as you may have seen this morning, and certainly we've painted a picture for you here on 3RW, are nothing short of terrible as Trump supporters storm that Capitol building, rioting and clashing heavily with police. That continues, as I said. And joining us on the line now is one of those rioters, protesters, supporters, call them what you will. Mecca, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good
afternoon here in America.
Okay. Now, I just want to get a snapshot of where you were, and I guess you're still there, although it sounds as if you may have pulled back a little bit from the Capitol building.
Yes.
Where are you at the moment, Mecca?
I'm actually leaving Washington, D.C. as we speak.
Okay. So you were there at the protest today?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you go there, first of all?
Well, a group of 224 patriots from Maryland traveled to Washington, D.C. in order to protest Congress certifying Joe Biden as the next president of the United States.
Did you expect the protest to get out of hand at the level in which it has?
No.
Were you part of the protesters who stormed the building?
I plead the fifth.
You what, sorry?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, okay, you plead the fifth. Okay. So how close were you to the actual doors of the building?
Right out front of the Capitol building.
Okay, and what did you see through the doors?
I saw patriots storming the Capitol building. Some of the patriots managed to get inside and managed to obtain Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, computer.
Right.
Metro Police started to, at that point in time, Metro Police came and they started to shoot rubber bullets and pepper spray and gas at the patriots.
Okay. Do you think now, looking back on what's happened and what is happening, that this is justified or this is completely against everything that the United States stands for, that being democracy?
I think it's justified.
Do you not concede even now that Joe Biden has won the election?
No, not at all. The election was stolen from President Donald J. Trump.
Mecca, do you concede, though, that there is no chance now that Donald J. Trump will continue in the Oval Office?
No, I do not.
On what basis do you think he can do that?
I think that it was a mass conspiracy beginning in 2016 once Donald J. Trump became the president by the Dixiecrats. You also know them as the Democrats. To conspire to get him out of office, or like they said, the Republican Party backed on the Obama years, said that Obama wouldn't have two terms, that they vowed that President Donald Trump wouldn't have two terms because he's for the people and he's trying to clean up the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Do you concede that the protest simply went too far today? I mean, you say that, you know, you saw people stealing, basically, Nancy Pelosi's computer, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Do you concede it went too far with congressmen and congresswomen and the like now barricading themselves in their offices?
Now, I do not agree with the theft of Nancy Pelosi's computer being stolen. However, I do not think that things went too far. I believe that patriots are frustrated because their voices are not being heard. They're constantly following, trying to abide by their First Amendment right, and yet they are being ignored. So, as Dr. Martin Luther King said back in the 1960s, riots are the result of the people's voices not being heard.
Do you think there'll be scenes like this again once this one quietens down?
Can you repeat the question?
Do you think we'll see further protests once this one quietens down?
I believe there will be further protests across the country. As I was boarding my bus back to Baltimore, I heard that Texas and Georgia's Capitol building were invaded.
They're being invaded now, are they?
Yes.
Mecca, what do you think today has done? We're speaking to you, as you know, from Melbourne, Australia, a long, long way away from Washington, D.C. People all around the world today are watching these scenes unfold. What do you think you and your fellow protesters have done to the image of the United States?
Can you repeat the question? I do apologize, but being on the bus, there's a lot of noise.
I'm just asking, in the eyes of the world, what do you think they're thinking at the moment in terms of the image that you and your protesters have portrayed about the United States?
That Americans, patriots, are fighters. We will fight to the very last drop, to the very last breath for freedom.
Mecca, the last thing we want to see is bloodshed, but, you know, it seems to me as though that is something that's just completely irrelevant to the protesters.
Well, sometimes a revolution has to take place when the people are not hurt.
And this is a revolution,
is it? This is how the American Revolution was started. This is how the Civil War was started. So sometimes a revolution has to take place when the people's voices are no longer heard.
Yeah, even though you had your voice at the ballot booth.
Even though we had our voices, again, I couldn't hear.
Okay. Mecca, look, we really do appreciate your time, and thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Melbourne time.
Thank you very much. You have a good evening now.
Okay, thank you, Mecca. Thank you very much. Mecca there, one of the protesters.